Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
This message has been approved by the royal family.
This is the penultimate installment in a series of psychically delivered instructional enchantments detailing the benefits and establishments of dungeons. This installment is titled Achieving Dungeon Authenticity. With the physical aspects of your dungeon finalized, it is now time to consider the less tangible elements of what makes a dungeon so attractive to the adventuring class. A well-placed, well-designed dungeon will certainly provide convenient accommodation for monsters and allow them to accumulate wealth. However, the dungeon economic cycle cannot be complete unless the dungeon is a desirable delving destination, or DDD, to adventurers. In order to achieve this, the dungeon will need to be surrounded by a narrative that makes the dungeon enticing. This is part of a new, modern element of commerce known as marketing. Ooh. In some instances, it will be easier to create a mystique around a dungeon than others. For example, if in creating your dungeon you are utilizing a formerly unused historic building, such as a castle, manor, or tower, you should be able to use some of the former history. Did the former lord die under mysterious circumstances? Did the strange lights and sounds emanate from the wizard's tower? Was the castle previously home to a practitioner of the dark arts or very rude light arts? While such mundane, everyday tales may not spark our interest, a moderate amount of exaggeration to these stories can pique the interest of adventurers. In some cases, it may be necessary to come up with entirely alternative stories to attract adventurers. Perhaps the mine you are repurposing for a dungeon closed because there were no more viable seams of coal and emanated a mysterious black mist. But such a story is uninteresting. Perhaps instead they dug down and found some deep and ancient terror or mystical power. This is sure to have your adventurers flocking for loot. If you do not have such a basis to work from, it may be more challenging to instill a level of authenticity into the dungeon, which will attract adventurers. Perhaps consider creating a tale of the dungeon's creator. Why would they build a dungeon? What purpose would it serve them? Did they have a goal in mind to achieve? Many of the most popular dungeons have histories spanning into the ancient past. Such a history should be fabricated if possible. Perhaps your dungeon could be the center of an ancient religion, or the site of a struggle between light and dark, or the resting place of a legendary hero. Consult your local bard in order to develop your dungeon story. Once the tale has been decided upon, the dungeon should be decorated in line with that story to ensure it remains authentic. Under no circumstances should a dungeon's actual history or invented history be in any way related to Sarlos, weaver of simultaneous truth and falsehood. Dungeons should not be decorated with his iconography. Under no circumstances should a
20-sided altar
be placed in the center of the room of your dungeon. So, fetch your quills and your bard and start revising your history today. This telepathic construct was delivered through the Telepathic Broadcasting Service. It was written by Cameron Clough and performed by Roger Best, with Beth Crane as the Royal Seal. It was created and produced by David Devereux, with production coordination by David Pellow, and is presented by Tin Can Audio.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.